The Mace Vingan and Donick, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Willie Donick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan here with you, joined on our phone line, driven by Wilson County Hyundai. .com by Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee. The Commodores are back in action this weekend at LSU. Clark, as you get your team back into a rhythm after reconvening following your off week, where has been your primary focus as you prepare for LSU this weekend?
Well, the focus last week was just to try to get our the top end of our depth chart healthy. Guys that have played a bunch of snaps, we needed to take care of them. So we pulled back on the football activity. Those guys trained and conditioned, but really spent time on their bodies and spent time in recovery. We practiced kind of our depth players and our young players, and I thought it was a great week that way. And we had a lot of fun on the field, getting to scrimmage some and that sort of thing. But that's been the focus. I think, to start out, I thought we had an extra practice on Sunday where we normally just meet. We got out on the field and moved around a bit. I thought it was spirited and good. Today was another good day. It seems to me like we got a little spring back in our step, but in the season, you're never fully recovered. So we're still being conscientious about how much we're out on the field, how much hitting we're doing. Again, the goal is that we're taking a healthy and fresh team to LSU to play a tough team in a tough environment.
Clark, a visit to LSU is always difficult, but when you consider the fact that LSU as a team has been reeling as of late, three consecutive losses to some tough teams. They lose at Texas A&M. They lose at home to Alabama. They lost last week at Florida. When you consider where LSU is as a team, I mean, I can only imagine that environment becomes even tougher for your team this weekend.
Yeah, this is a prideful program and a prideful fan base, and they're going to, both the team and the fans will show up with a point to prove. And, independent of all that, I mean, our success this year has all been has all started with a focus on us and on our performance. And so that's been my push to the team. We understand the challenging environments in this league. It's part of the reason that you want to play in the SEC. We also understand that, every team in conference that we play against is good. They're skilled. And, we have to focus on our strategy, on our identity, making sure that's intact in our process so that, it's there for us when we need it on Saturday. And that's where we'll focus our energy. We'll work through some crowd noise and things like that. But on the whole, the game's going to be about our connection to our identity, our strategy, and the ability for us to execute over four quarters.
We'll talk with Clark Lee, head football coach of the Vanderbilt Commodores, who will be at LSU this weekend. Now, Coach, prior to the bye week, that South Carolina game, it just looked like your team, the bye week was much needed. It looked like your team was a little bit tired. What did you learn from that game heading into your bye week, things that you can correct moving forward?
Well, I think to your point, the biggest correction we need to make was just getting the guys rejuvenated. I started to see this set in when we played Auburn, to be honest with you. I just felt like in all three phases, I saw a tired team. And some of the conversations I had with guys after that game, the feelings they had around, fatigue setting in over the course of the game. And, we were able to find a way to win. And we kind of found that the energy reserves when we needed them. But, I sensed then that the wear and tear of the year was starting to have an effect on performance. We really stripped back practice heading into the South Carolina game. And I just don't know that we were able to get back to the personality that we had been playing with that had been so effective. And, I want to stop short of making an excuse, because ultimately – we're just a team that has to play a certain way to be in games and to win games. And Obviously, there are things structurally that we need to improve upon from South Carolina, but I think the biggest disappointment that I had and that our program had was that we didn't feel like we carried the same attitude and kind of competitive edge over four quarters that's made us, you know, who we are. And it's a great reminder that, you know, when we don't play to that personality, when we don't play to our identity and our strategy, that, you know, we're in a league where teams can put distance between you and them. And we happened to run into a South Carolina team that was, I think, is hitting a stride here and is a physical team and a good team. So all that to say, the biggest focus on what we needed to improve upon was on the physical aspects of our performance. I mean, obviously you go through self-scouting exercises, and a lot of that at this point in the year is really, you know, eliminating things that are on the call sheet that you don't do well, amplifying the things on the call sheet that you do well, and just doubling down on kind of the base structures and the, you know, offense, defense, special teams, you know, identity that you know, again, make us who we are and make us effective in our execution.
Now, your quarterback, Diego Pavia, he was trying to get an extra year, came back that he wasn't going to be able to get that extra year, but he's appealing it. What conversations have you had with him since the ruling came down?
Well, the initial response was not unexpected. Mm-hmm. There's I think another meeting that'll be held early in December that'll give us more kind of perspective on where this thing ultimately is headed. You know, I support Diego. I love having him as a part of this program. I'm anxious to see where this goes in the courts. You know, that's about the extent of it for me. I mean, we don't talk a ton about what's next, other than, you know, just I know this guy wants to play football as long as he possibly can, and I want to support him in that journey, mm-hmm. whether that's, you know, continuing to play in college or certainly pursuing NFL dreams. But the thing about Diego Pavia is, you know, you come across guys every now and again in this, you know, in this game that are just one of one. They're unique. Their approach, their attitude, their discipline. You know, this guy is really smart. He's a great teammate. He's a great community member. You know, he's become one of my kids' favorite, you know, my children, their favorite players, which always is meaningful to me because, you know, kids tend to see through kind of what's disingenuous, you know, and mm-hmm. Diego's such an authentically good person that that's why he has had the success on the field. That's why he'll continue to have success as a football player and ultimately why he's going to be wildly successful in life beyond the game. And so, again, a great team member, a great program member. I'm hopeful for him to you know, get that year back, but supportive of him no matter what.
Clark Lee is with us, Vanderbilt head football coach. And, Coach, I'm sure it's been a challenge for him, and he seems to have done really well going from a total unknown before the season started to getting all of his attention, and then you just throw on what Derek just asked you about with the you know, trying to gain another year, et cetera. How have you watched him balance all of that? Because that would have to be a challenge for a kid his age.
Well, I appreciate the perspective. You know, he's unique in this respect. I mean, I think he knows who he is. Like, there's a high level of self-awareness. Diego has an ability to engage in things that are external without giving himself over to them. And so he, you know, and I talked to him about this, I think it was last Thursday, just how impressive it is that he can navigate all those things that come up when you're getting this attention. You know, and he's way cooler than I am, by the way. So, you know, like I actually, y'all aren't supposed to laugh at that. You're saying, no, he's not. Clark, you're cool, too.
You're cool, just not as cool.
Yeah,
different
right,
different kind
right.
of cool.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So, So anyways, yeah, I mean, I think it's there's a maturity there. You know, there's a maturity there. He dedicates himself to the team. He dedicates himself to his process. So some of those things, if you just kind of can stay focused on, you know, what the process asks of you, it keeps you from lingering too long in kind of the what ifs that are out there. And yeah, I mean, look, it's the same level of discipline and focus that you want your own kids to have. I mean, it's impressive. And gosh, he loves to compete, you know, and he wants to be a great competitor, and he doesn't look at these, you know, opportunities as, you know, he doesn't take them for granted. And so again, he's focused on how he can play the best he can possibly play in Baton Rouge on Saturday with all the things that are kind of brewing outside. He doesn't let that take his focus from the task at hand.
Clark, one more for you before we let you go. I'm curious the evolution that the scheme that Jerry Kill, Tim Beck have brought in there with Diego and company. It's been such a joy to watch all of the details to it. How do you feel that they are doing with, as the league studies it and you get deeper in the league and they've seen more of the reps, how they keep trying to innovate and try to adjust to have a few more tricks up their sleeve?
Well, I think the first thing is, you know, what you see is we're not getting cheap yards anymore.
Right.
So we can't bank on, you know, guys being out of gaps or chasing motions. And so it's exposed a little bit this need to just improve performance, you know, the fundamental tactical performance of our own team. And that's, you know, we've also played against some really good defenses too, which are going to contest space just based off who they are, you know, and now, you know, we have to find ways to design space. So we've done that to a point, in some areas. Obviously the run game has kind of lagged behind. And then I think in the South Carolina game, you also saw this, just that it felt like Diego was under pressure a bunch. And you know, I know that we've focused a lot on, just the ins and outs of our front play and how we, how we identify things, but also just the fundamental technical aspects that are going to allow for performance. In the end, you know, they're going to have 11 and we're going to have 11 in football. Once you get past the window dressing and the motions and shifts and trades and formations, you know, you have to be able at some point to create leverage, to win leverage, to move people and to create space. And some of that is going to be sticking with the design we've lived in, but just doing it a little bit better. And some of it, like you say, is maybe coming up with a couple other options that that give us opportunities to find different space or find different leverage points that we can win. Yeah, I hope through all of it that a fresher team is a team that protects a little better, that blocks a little better, and that finds ways to get open a little more effectively. And that was, you know, our primary focus last week was just getting guys back healthy.
Vanderbilt head football coach Clark Lee joining us on the program as he does every Tuesday afternoon. Clark, thank you so much for joining us. Good luck this weekend at LSU.
Thanks, guys. Y'all take care. Yep.
Clark Lee joining us on the program. Vanderbilt back in action at number 22 LSU this weekend. 615-737-1025. We'll wrap up the show next. Willie Dunnick, Derek Mason, Adam Vingan, 1025-1063. The Game.